I appreciate the time tonight.
All right, thanks.
Well, first tell me your name, your rank, branch of service, and your job title, please.
Okay, my name is Staff Sergeant Skaggs. I'm part of the United States Marine Corps, and I do squad administration and operations.
Tell me, tell me what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. Well, I don't do supply out here. They change jobs up on me. what I'm doing is I do ICAT. That's movement with a Russian helicopter, and then I help coordinate the local national, like, cargo truck. Pretty much what we do is, just move equipment throughout the Afghanistan, the different parts of the country. That way, if they need MREs or food, water, whatever, you send out there. If they need gear, you send out there. And my part is to coordinate with the companies, the civilian companies, to get that gear moved.
Okay, cool. Do you get to interact much with the other branches of service, like, I don't know, Army or Navy or the other countries' branches of service?
Yeah, most of it is, we got the British guys up there at TUMEF, some of the Army guys, and I don't really work with Air Force. Sailors is mostly here at the MLG. They, like the corn, well, they're not even corpsmen now, they're blood coordinators. But most of the blood coordinators are corpsmen. They just, people we work with, so it's pretty cool doing that. It's something different. Corpsmen we usually work with all the time, but the Army don't usually work with them, and the British guys, it's the first time I've ever even seen them, so it is pretty neat to kind of go out there and hear them talk, I guess.
I hear you. What about the locals? Do you get to interact with the locals at all?
The only time I do that is maybe at the chow hall. There's a lot of them that go down there and eat, so you'll see them. Sometimes I talk to them. Most of the time it's hard to hear them, or not hear them, but understand what they're saying. And, we're at the chow hall, so we're there to eat, so kind of sort of, but not really.
You're there to eat. That's what I would be doing. I'm like, all right, chow hall, I'm eating. I'm getting it done.
Yeah.
Where do you call home? Where's your hometown?
Home is Corning, Arkansas. It's about 5 minutes south of the Missouri border, next to the Blue Hill, Missouri. And that's where the wife is right now. So we'll call that home right now. That's where I'm coming from.
Tell me a little bit about your home life. You're married. Do you have kids?
No kids. We got married. I got two puppy dogs and two cats, and that's about it.
Now, your puppy dogs are named what?
We got Sugar and Comet. Sugar is the female, Comet's the male, and those are my little kids right there. We call them the green dogs for my mom. They're in the family photo, so that's how much we love them. Comet is actually the male, but he's a little bit smaller. I think he's more of a show dog. Sugar's smarter. She knows all the tricks, and she knows how to get me to do stuff for her because, I don't know, she just has that personality. As long as you keep them up, brushed and play with them, they're all happy. They like to eat too. Sugar will do anything for a treat. That's why, Terry says, that's my dog, that's my home.
Well, they'll be good training for you when you, they're like kids, but, but they'll be good training for you when you do have kids.
Yeah, you can't lock kids in the closet. Not that I've ever done that to my puppy, but, you can leave them in the bathroom or something and go in the shower, go out and have fun and come back and they're, treat and they're happy. But I don't think you can do it with a kid. Sometimes, we got little nieces and nephews that we get a babysit and, it reminds us why we don't want to have kids, I guess. Everyone is different when they're yours. I don't think we're ready to go there quite yet, but, how it is.
I know what you're talking about. Tell me about what do you like to do on your off time at Camp Leatherneck and back home?
Well, here at Camp Leatherneck, I start working out. This isn't really on off time. It's just usually during while I'm supposed to be working. I go out to the gym and spend a few hours out there with the guys. let me see. Off time, it's usually after work, go home, maybe watch a movie. That's about it. I don't use a PC after I get off work. I usually try to do everything in working hours as I can. That way, we work almost all the time out here, too. So,
yeah.
You know, off is go home, maybe watch a movie. I don't know. Yeah, that's about it.
Now, out of all the things back home, not including family, what is the one thing you miss from home?
Okay, not including family. Maybe sleeping in. They let us sleep in every once in a while here. But it's a little bit different. You know, the wife is family. You know, waking up, cold up to her would be nice. Maybe going to Sonic, getting a double cheeseburger and milkshake. That I miss that. They do have some ice cream out here, so that's a plus. We like to walk the dog, so it's kind of like family time. Well, I'm trying not to go back to family, but it's hard not to. So.
No, I hear it. Sonic, it's great. We have them out here, too, so I love them.
Yep. The onion rings are great. Sometimes you drink the slushie too fast, get a little mind freeze. It's just Sonic. Happy hour.
Now, if your family is listening back home tonight right now, I would love for you to send a message back to your loved ones.
Okay, this is to my wife, Carrie. Hey, Carrie, I love you. I miss you. I go on R&R in a few weeks, so I'll see you then. And then I miss you a whole bunch. And that's it.
How about a message to the pups?
The puppy? Oh, you know, I guess give them a little pat on the head and tell them I'm coming home. We'll go out and play fetch or something.
So you go back home pretty soon?
Yeah. We got here in about 2 weeks. I'm going to head on home, go to Arkansas. The plan is to go to the spa, get a massage, pretty much everything except for the bikini wax down there. I'm going to go to, let me see, it's going to be Halloween. We're going to dress as a hermit monster. She's going to be Lily. She's already got the outfits picked out. We're trying to get the little nephew to dress up as Eddie, but he wants to be Grandpa. And we're going to trick-or-treat him like that. They've got the Harvest Festival. I might run a 5K, depending on if I want to get up that day. Get pictures taken with all the family. Haunted house. There's a lot of things that we're going to do back home. We got about 2 weeks to do it. So, you know, just relax, do the family, and have fun.
There you go. Can you do me one favor? Say your name and follow it up with you're listening to Military Moments on the Leah Show.
Okay. All right, this is Staff Sergeant Skaggs, and you're listening to the Military Moments on the Leah Show.
Cool, buddy. Is there anything I did not ask that you would like to talk about before we end up today?
No, that's about it. You covered just about everything. Appreciate the call or the interview.
You bet. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Jason, you take care of you and your family. And when you travel back home in a couple of weeks, travel safe, buddy.
All right, Hank. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.